any of them, or could you?
I never could decide what I wanted to do. I know I don't want to teach. That would drive me up a wall right quick. And it said I worked for the welfare department one summer, and I didn't like that. If I had it to do over, I'd go back and get a business degree and be a CPA. But at the time I was going to college, I didn't know I knew how to act.
Have you gone back to school any since then? When was the...
Well, about 6-7 years ago was the last time I took any courses.
When, tell me about getting interviewed for the other survey thing.
Well, I think it was about 3 years ago. It may have been as much as that was. And this young man, fairly young man, from the University of Texas, he called. Well, he got my name from Elizabeth. And I don't remember what she was doing at the time, but she didn't feel like she could talk to him or couldn't take the time to talk to him. But it was very interesting. I enjoyed it.
And that was out of the University of Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. You said you had lived away here for a while. When was that?
Well, about 1950. My first husband was a high school band director, and we moved from here to Hemphill, which is a little bitty community. You can't get from there, from here to there, unless you have a car or hitchhike.
How long did you live at Hemphill?
About 3 years.
How many miles away from
here? It's 60 miles.
And then you came back to Nacogdoches?
Yes. I have 4 children, and Ames Forest, and I own some property here in Nacogdoches, and it's a small enough town, I figured I could find them if I didn't know where they were. You just drive up and down North Street and you go see them sooner or later.
Did you move away from Nacogdoches then after you came back from Hemphill?
Well, I lived about 9 months in Texarkana after that, but it wasn't very long. It was from September to May, I think.
From what year?
Well, 1970.
Were you working up there at
home? No, I had married a second time, and my husband had a job there.
And besides Hemphill and Texarkana, the only places you've ever lived besides here?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done much traveling?
No. Very little.
What about clubs or church or different organizations? Have you been very active in?
Well, I have been active in the church. I belong to the DAR and the DRT and the Colonial Dames.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, the DAR.
Uh-huh.